lives matter. See, I support that perspective. My parents came from a country that's full of death and oppression. A lot of women arrested and beaten and disrespected. If they were to walk around and weren't properly dressed in what they want you to wear, gotta cover your hair. Executions were daily, getting the people scared. People leaving their houses consumed by all of this fear. My parents looked at each other, let's get the fuck out of here. Summer of 93, I was born in Connecticut. Growing up in the suburbs, my parents thought it had better kids. Most of these kids were white, but weren't really intelligent. Racist parents who grow out and voted for Bush for president. They will be asking questions like, do I read the Quran? Am I preaching Islam? Do I have a reason to bomb? Manhattan and 9/11, I happen to have my weapons. And what the fuck is the difference between me and Saddam? So I really do understand what it's like to be different. My problem wasn't my color, it's culture and a religion. It's never really a problem until I gave them a name. They never followed me home, was never really afraid. My people were never forced in these ships to turn into slaves. My parents came with a vision, they didn't come with these chains. My parents never had Jimmy here try to keep us at bay. And we never had the government take our fathers away. So this institution they made was to keep the black people low. And it's something you hate to hear, but it's something you need to know. I never feared the police unless I went to Tehran or Isfahan or Mashhad or anywhere in Iran. Last November, my people started a riot. Sick of all of the mullahs and getting bullied by tyrants who shut the internet down, so all we heard was a silence to hide the voices of pain and camouflaging the violence. So, to all the Persians who say the riots are wrong, man, let's take a look at the people who struggle inside Iran. Cause being black in this country is like living life in Iran. So I'm standing with all my black brothers, united we're strong. There ain't a doubt that me living here had his privileges. Even though we're portrayed as these evil people in images, burning down all the villages, telling you that we're killing shit. White supremacy taught, but they're doing that shit with diligence. Every day I grow bigger, more people listening now. But I don't have all the answers, I'm trying to figure it out. They put a gun to your chest and they pull the trigger and pow, and say make America great as your blood will spill on the ground. See, every day I grow bigger, more people listening now. But I don't have all the answers, I'm trying to figure it out. They put a gun to your chest and they pull the trigger and pow, and say make America great as your blood will spill on the ground. And people will hear the sounds and they start to film on the phones. And they got the shit on their cameras just hoping they would expose. But nothing would really change, you just put the bodies below. Just a couple bullshit reforms till another victim is blown. We'll be right back.